Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as I was saying, at the Public Accounts Committee yesterday, Labour's Alan Kelly was the one who confessed to being more confused than ever. The Tipperary TD's comments came as the third week of the RTE payments controversy staggered to a close and followed successive hearings where the various parties vehemently contradicted each other's version of events. Some basic facts, though, remain unchanged almost since day one. RTE underreported Ryan Tubridy's fees to the public. Ryan Tubridy remains off-air, and RTE as an organisation stands on a financial precipice, struggling to retain the trust and the support of the public. But are we actually any closer to understanding why these things occurred and who was responsible? Journalist Tom Lyons from The Currency is with me. He has been following every twist and turn in this story and looks appropriately weary as a consequence of doing it. Has all of this for you at the end of week three crystallised into a clear, concise list of things that need to be answered or addressed?
Well, as you said, Philip, some of the things that need to be answered or addressed are still outstanding from day one when this story broke 3 weeks ago. But we now have a number of new things that need to be answered and addressed. The most recent of which is this external review of exit packages paid by RTE to staff, including senior executives. And we heard extensive discussion of this yesterday about who knew what and when in relation to these packages. So that brings it up to, you know, there's certainly six ongoing, you know, investigations slash reviews into RTE that I can count.
The public have been well served by being able to look at all of this going on in the Oireachtas committee process. One wonders, though, might we have gotten closer to the truth a little bit more quickly if RTE managers and everybody concerned had been led one by one into a darkened room with a big bruising senior counsel and just made to answer all those questions, somebody who could report back to us in a matter of a couple of weeks.
I do think it is good to see this done in public, Philip. But I agree with you that in terms of getting to the answers, I mean, the people who've been showing up at the two committees haven't always been the same. At times, you know, we are discussing people who are not in the room, who were in the room, but are now not in the room, such as Breda O'Keefe, the former CFO, who appeared last week but wasn't there this week. So we do have this strange situation, too, where everybody's allocated a 5 or 6 minute period of time, and you hear questions going unanswered, or you hear RTE executives answering questions that weren't asked, or
statements made and answers not allowed to be given.
Yes, and that too. Or people putting forward their own theories, you know, or grandstanding in there. There's been a little bit of that. So, the two committees have elicited a considerable amount of information, but there are times you'd like them to just stick to the point, get to the answer, instead of it's firing a question here, firing a question there, and then you're moving on to the next person.
Okay, let's hone in for a minute on one of the issues that you raised there, one of the newer issues that's come into focus, and that is the exit packages. Is there a suspicion that there is a two-tier system in RTE?
Well, I think it's more than a suspicion. There's certainly a two-tier system, and that's shown in the top 100 salaries paid to the top 100, and how that there's a cluster of people at the top who are paid more than everybody else. In relation to exit packages, this was sparked by information volunteered by the former CFO, Breda O'Keefe. And we heard that discussed at the committee meeting yesterday, which she wasn't in attendance at. And we heard Richard Collins, the CFO, said he'd no knowledge of this payment. And Adrian Lynch, who's the deputy GG, saying he too was on the executive board at the time, saying he didn't know about it. And then we had this extraordinary situation where Breda O'Keefe texts in her side saying, well, actually, others on the executive board did know about this. And that piece of evidence was the committee weren't prepared to accept it because they felt that Breda should have been there to make that point herself. But we do have this extraordinary situation where there's an awful lot of senior people who seem to have been operating in silos and have considerable knowledge gaps about what was going on.
Okay. Are those people who have not been before the committee, who haven't addressed it, now effectively kind of in the clear or given a reprieve anyway for a couple of months?
They certainly are going to be given a reprieve for a couple of months. I mean, the RTE has said, like, we're awaiting the part two of the Grant Thornton report, and we're hitting the summer. There is going to be a break for a considerable period of time. We do know that some of the people who've been called have been unable to go because of ill health, and we would have to hope that they will recover and be available in September, because certainly key situations and key scenarios, we really need to hear the answers from Dee Forbes, the former director general, and Jim Jennings, mm-hmm. The director of content, both of whom are unable for health reasons to attend at the moment.
Yeah. One of the other things that became headline news from yesterday is that RTE is no longer paying Ryan Tubridy. But that emerged, or is a situation that has come about, really by more a kind of an act of omission. They haven't been able to negotiate with him what he should be paid.
We heard Kevin Backhurst saying that they had received an invoice. He didn't say how much the invoice was for. And he said that he asked, should this be paid? And his advice was that it shouldn't be, as they haven't agreed how much. And he said that he's going to have to discuss with senior figures in radio and the senior management team how to progress things. But he hopes to come back to Ryan Tubridy one way or the other. And he acknowledged, like, this is a very unsatisfactory situation, both for Ryan Tubridy and the station.
Okay. What is this doing, do you think, to advertisers' faith in RTE in the future? Does RTE still remain the best or one of the best places in the country to advertise your wares? Or would people be hesitant about signing up to contracts with this place now?
I think certainly, I mean, we heard that from here on in, RTE is going to stop brokering commercial side arrangements between the stars or some of the well-known presenters and commercial companies. But in terms of straightforward advertising, RTE still is a dominant player in the Irish market. It's still in a very strong position. If you're somebody who is running a supermarket, selling toys in the run-up to Christmas, pushing a consumer-facing product, RTE is still the biggest player in town.
But if you were a marketing manager right now, you might be buying a few ad spots around popular programmes, but would you be committing yourself to a 12-month-long sponsorship deal?
You would be thinking, I want to see what the rules are. Because that's one of the commitments that RTE management has made, that they are going to put these rules in place. And, you know, if you think about it from an advertiser's perspective, they're going to want to be sure that the rules are in place, and that if they are sponsoring a programme, that the person presenting the programme will be there to present it. So there is certainly issues around that side of the business. But in terms of the straightforward, you know, the advertising spot type business, I think RTE still remains in a strong position.
Do you get any sense of an appetite in government for dealing with the bigger issues in RTE's future, its future funding arrangements and so on? Or are they just completely and wholly occupied with this drama?
I think at the moment they're completely and wholly occupied with this drama, as it is so, it's so dramatic. And they want to be careful that they don't want to be seen to be committing more funds or more resources to RTE until they're confident that they've got the answers that they require. So I think RTE is going to find itself in a limbo situation where it is loss-making. It is dependent on the licence fee, but also an additional state subsidy. I mean, it was paid 15 million in the last budget. We're facing into the next budget. It's going to require at least the same again, based on the numbers we know. So you are in this situation where we're tackling the fundamental issues and the fundamental problems with RTE. That's all being pushed out, at least till the end of this process, which we've heard, you know, in the case of the corporate governance, culture, forensic accountant report, the contractor's fee report, register, all of those different investigations that are ongoing. You know, like, that's at least 6 months.
Meanwhile, the political system's attention span is going to be short, is going to end up moving on. do you suspect that by the time the Dáil sits again, by the time these committees are up and running, that there's going to be less appetite for dealing with the intricate detail of this kind of this controversy?
I certainly think that the public's mind is going to move on a little bit, because it'll be hard to keep up with some of the revelations in the last 3 weeks. Like how do you top them? That said, RTE does continue to surprise. So I do think politically, you know, are the two committees going to continue to give as much time to RTE when there's other things that they need to look into? Should they consider a subcommittee, perhaps a merger of the two, to look at this? Because it is, when you look at all of the different unanswered questions, all the reports that are going to have to come in and be considered, there is a considerable body of work to be done.
Tom Lyons from The Currency, thank you very much. Coming up after this break, rural GPs stretched to breaking point.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.